It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 843.
It's Weekend Banter. What's happening, Gronks? What's going on? Jessica, Lucas, Mr. Mason Lauder. How are we both?
Good.
We're good.
What's been happening?
Well, sorry, you seem fired up. You, Mason.
You both
Jess has her chia pudding. What's in your chia pudding?
Just cacao and almond milk. But I do have chia seeds floating around my mouth, as you said, Tommy, but they'll grow soon.
Mm-hmm. Mate, they're not going anywhere. You'll find one 6 weeks later and it will have grown a colony in your mouth. That sounds horrible.
It's disgusting.
Sorry, I was just texting Mum before, just before we started, and Josh, you asked why. It's because my mother called me yesterday and she said, "Oh, darling, I've just been to the doctor." And she said it in a happy way, not a sad way. Like, you could say, "Darling, I've just been to the doctor," which would make you alarmed. I was not alarmed. She sounded really happy.
And so, what could it be? So, happy, tell me, being happy from the doctor, Sevs, what's an example? Like, when would you be
I'm pregnant. My mum's 70. Yeah. We don't need another kid in the family. I don't want to fuck another brother. I
mean, Sevs, is there anything that you'd be happy about? Maybe maybe your mum's got good testosterone.
I don't know. You go in with an issue, but you don't actually have anything. It's just you're all clear.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Happy. Jess, anything would be a happy news from the doctor?
I mean, my mind went straight to, like, no STDs.
Come off it, mate.
Yeah.
Dad, what are you up to? That's fucking horrible.
And
you're a sicko, Jess. No.
STIs now anyway. Remember that transition? More. There was a clear transition where it's like primary school, we learnt STDs. And then by high school, we're talking STIs. I'm guessing, Mason, you just went straight to STIs.
No, we actually had a period of STDs and then... then a couple of STIs. No, and then we moved to STIs. Yeah.
Right.
Love it.
So, TJ.
Anyway, Mum got a doctor's certificate and she said to me, "I've just been to the doctor. And I've got a certificate to say that I can come and collect Bodhi and take him for the day." And so, this is her going. She's like, "I decided to go to the doctor." I don't even know how she came up with this. But you can, like, to get a carer certificate to then be able to look after your kids. And so, she's gone and said, "Tommy and Amy are struggling. And I'd love to be able to take my grandson." And so, Bodie's going on an excursion. The first thing he woke up and said, he ran down here this morning and said, early in the morning. He came in and said, "So wait, I was trying to work out when it was." Fuck.
What time? Can you just give us a time?
2 a.m.? Okay, no, I'll reset. No.
Reset.
Probably 4 a.m. He came into our bed.
This morning,
And he said, "I'm so lucky I'm going to JoJo's." And then he went back to sleep. It was so cute. Anyway, so...
And so, when does Bodie leave? When does that happen?
In 1 hour. One and a half hours.
What are you
going
to do?
He's going. Mate... the Bulleen FF. Yeah.
That's the fuck fest for people who aren't unaware of the reference.
How long is it?
I mean, he's actually going to go for the night.
Oh, that's great.
It's awesome.
That's so good for you.
It's so good for you. Jess, it's such a funny, like, you know, like when people don't care. It's like, that is so good.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't affect us, really, does it? I'm happy for Tommy.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, like, that's great news, like, for you, the bit for you. I don't know. I get what
anyway,
you're saying.
Anyway,
that's exciting.
It's all good. I'm pumped. It's been like over four weeks.
Bailey's ice cream tonight? Do it. Why not?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe go get a little ice cream, push it till fucking 7:55, get home. And then snuggle and watch a movie.
To be honest, do you know where I thought it was going? This isn't very PC, but you hear the stories of people getting certificates so that they can get their disability thing at the car park thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I thought okay. that maybe she was fucking fired up because she'd gotten one of them.
Oh, no.
What's Bodie asking? What does Bodie want?
He's literally waiting at the door saying, Jojo.
He's ready.
Jojo.
Can we interview Bodie quickly?
Would you like to speak to Josh and Jess Lucas? Come on. He always calls Jess her Jess full Lucas. Name, Jess
yeah.
Lucas,
yeah.
which I appreciate. It's a real power play. Jess Lucas?
Jess Lucas. I could imagine you being a teacher, okay. Jess.
Here we go. Here you go. Josh wants to talk to you.
Hey, Bodie.
Hey, Monkey.
Hi.
Hello. What's on for your day today? I hear that something exciting is happening.
What?
I hear that you're going to see someone very special. Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see Jojo.
Oh, that's fun. What are you going to do together? Do you know?
Keep them off.
The headphones, they keep falling off?
Yeah, they keep falling off.
That's all right. What's your favourite song at the moment?
Monster Truck.
Oh, you like Monster Trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Now, what's been the highlight of your day?
It's called... You can cross cars like a little bug, like a grass, or flip, you tie my popular do.
Did you get party Weet-Bix the other day?
Not quite.
No? What did you get?
I got...
Whose birthday was it this week? Do you remember whose birthday it just was?
Daddy.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Yeah, it's just processing. I get it. Well, enjoy time with Jojo. Have fun.
See you, guys.
See you, Monkey.
Bye.
Don't be too good. Be real.
Be real.
You can't say be good for Jojo because we can't. He needs to be good for you, you know?
He's always good for Jojo.
Be feral with Jojo and then come back and be good for you.
Yeah. Give him hell.
Yeah.
Give him hell. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was the exclusive with Bodie Jacket.
That's very exciting. Exciting for you.
That's also so sweet of your mum.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Very sweet. I mean, this is what mothers do, right?
Yeah.
It's but look, it's not about my mum because tomorrow, Sunday, it's about me again. It's Father's Day. So,
what's going to happen there?
Don't know. I reckon it would just be... I mean, if I was to plan it out like I wanted, it's just
it is
a nice breakfast cooked. It's just...
More shakshuka? Shakshuka?
Shakshuka would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy with...
The shakshuka looked great.
I'd just be happy with bacon and eggs, to be honest, and just doing not much. Doing not much. Jess, you're in lockdown. Obviously, you're in Melbourne. What percentage are you at? How are you feeling 4 weeks, nearly 5 weeks in? It's hard living by yourself.
She doesn't listen to the show, so she probably doesn't understand the percentage thing.
No, she does. She brought that up on Too Much Tully because she's a... She said it like it was just the brand new thing that was happening.
Really? Oh,
but it's Brené Brown, 2004.
Yeah.
I know, but I've only just started my obsession with her, so...
Just discovered Oprah as well. It's a bit too late. what percentage are you at, Jess?
Today, I would say I'm maybe like an 80.
Oh,
well, that's good.
Wrong. Clap today. It, Josh. If there's a clap time, it's now.
That's huge.
Solid. 80.
Yeah, I feel good.
Was it the pudding?
Ebbs and flows, you know.
The pudding. Was it the pudding?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's funny. It's like how I say yogurt. Just pudding.
Is it because of, what's that, the one with Margot Robbie in it?
The probably movie? Haven't seen it. What's Margot Robbie
in?
The
Wolf of Wall Street?
What is it called?
No, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
They're like superheroes or something.
Captain Puddin. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. That's it. I haven't seen it. So I just wondered if you
heard it's horrible.
Yeah.
I heard Suicide Squad was horrible.
It's like Justice League. Justice League was a pretty shit movie.
I mean, well, that's good that you're going so well, Jess.
What are you guys at?
Well, I think I'm at about a 70.
Mm. Yeah.
What are you at?
Well, that's good because earlier in the week, Josh, you were probably at a 4.
Yeah.
Weren't you sick?
When I was sick, yeah. And to be honest, is this, I don't know if this is good or not, but I had my, what did he call himself? Old-fashioned
GP, yeah.
And actually I need to cancel. So I've got an appointment in an hour and a half that we'd already put in the calendar in case I still wanted to go and get bloods. I feel like it's fine for me to cancel now. Like, I can't be fucked going. So, yeah, I am feeling better. Glands are
sorry, there's two things there. Can't be fucked and it's fine. Two different things.
Well, I'm not fine, but I'm fine enough. Like, if you look at the scale,
you're not dying.
I feel potentially I'm getting better.
Okay.
And so I can't be fucked.
But why don't you just go get your bloods for other things as well? Like, you could go test your nutrient levels.
Yeah, so it's just... Jess, I've left the house once in the past 4 weeks. I've already had banter or sort of awkward banter with the doctor, and I just know what it's going to be like. So Bree went to a doctor soon after, like probably before the second wave, but we just had the first wave, and Bree said, she was saying that she hadn't been eating that well, she hadn't been that healthy. And the lady said, why? And Bree's like, I've been ordering. She's like, why are you ordering? You can be cooking. And we don't need to be fucking lectured. So I don't want to be going to a fucking doctor that's going to tell me that I can't have Uber Eats. Fuck off.
You just need to find a good doctor.
You just, yeah.
No, but I just don't like it. They're not.
Just get rid of your one. Your one's awful.
Yeah, I need
just
to.
Just find. There's another bloke at the same clinic who's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
I just don't need a pet. You know how like some doctors can fall into that sort of like it's like, oh my god, you just remind me of a parent where it's like I don't necessarily.
I've hardly had that. I find that more so with dentists that tell you now you know you should be flossing. It's like I find that more of the pain in the bum rather than actually. I mean, if you're at the doctor,
well,
you're there
because
my mum
works at the dentist, so it's sort of I do get that.
Yeah, yeah. My mum even had banter with the doctor. She got the note off.
Really?
And it was about COVID stuff, and it was about how people aren't dying from COVID. They're dying with COVID. And so he was getting right into it about the elderly that clearly have a whole bunch of other shit going on.
Mm.
And I mean, I was like, he's a conspiracy theorist, but thanks for the fucking doctor's note.
Yeah, yeah. As long as he gives you the note, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with him.
Talking
about Alex Jones is a doctor now.
I was talking to Jess yesterday on FaceTime, had a great chat, and she was going out for a walk. Were you going to the doctor or supermarket?
I was going
or something?
To the doctor's, yeah.
Walking for 5 minutes, we're having a great chat. I was a little bit jealous of you being out and about. I know I can, but I'm sort of... I'm not jealous. I don't want to go out. I just caught myself mid-lie. I wasn't jealous.
I'm not fucking going anywhere unless it's in an ambulance. And they're taking me out in a stretcher.
I definitely am not. I don't want an ambulance. I'm definitely the guy that... you know, you hear the story. I remember in school, a teacher told a story of like her friend whose husband fell in a shower and he smashed his cut himself really bad. But because... the friend was so sort of proper. She was trying to like dress him, like get him in, like so he's fucking bloodied he's and all suit. That sort of thing. And so trying to get him to not be naked for the ambos.
Looks like a murder scene. He's in a suit. He's in the shower.
Anyway, so I feel like, ambulance, like paramedics fucking amazing what they do. Ideally, you don't want to have to deal with them, right? That's the aim of the game. But Jess is walking along and then she gets to, it's like a shopping precinct area. It's like you open up into like sort of, and it's just like, it brought back memories of, it has been so long since I've gone through the shopping center doors like that. And then it occurred to me that Jess was in fact not wearing a mask. And so I said, Jess, you know when it's one of those moments where it's like, oh, this is going to be fucking like you.
This is great.
It's like,
oh,
this is not good for you.
Yeah. great for me. Yeah. Great for the show.
Yeah.
Good banter.
I was just like, Jess, you're not wearing a mask. And then I saw like your face. I even like, I, I was so fired up. I took screen grabs, but they were so horrendous that I didn't even put them into the group because I'm
because you're
just so so shook by the whole thing.
I raw dogged it, didn't I?
happened? And then what happened?
So Josh told me, and then I was like, "Fuck! I don't have time to go buy one straight away." So I went up because I was going to be late for my appointment anyway, and so I went up and I had my hoodie over my mouth, and I just said, I'm so sorry. Do I have time to go buy a mask? And they were like, no, don't worry about it. Here's a mask. And they just pulled out a wad. Oh, so it was actually it was actually kind of great because I've been rotating the same one for a while. So it was
you got a fresh one.
A nice
so it was like a light blue. It's like the classic sort of low-grade medical ones.
Low-grade?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they don't look like
I don't think they are.
Your face very well.
Well, the ones that sort of like, but they're not like the N95 or whatever they're called. They're like they're designed for
projectile.
Actually, I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist or a doctor.
But yesterday,
I would be fucking better though. But I have been watching all these videos on iPads. Because I really want to get an iPad.
You've been watching them on iPads. You've been watching them on an iPad about an iPad?
No, on the TV about an iPad. And this is slightly obnoxious. Tell me how obnoxious this is. But I did say to Brie last week, I said, hey, just so you know, if you're thinking about getting me an iPad, don't, because there's a new one coming out for my birth, like around my birthday. But it was sort of that obnoxious thing where I'd already said, don't do anything big, I don't want anything, all that sort of thing. And so it's that annoying thing where she's like, well, I didn't get you an iPad, so you're okay. But the reason I bring it up was because
I got your Samsung tablet.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole niche on YouTube of doctors not even doctors, medical students doing all of their like training. And so there's a guy, Ali, that does heaps of this. But then there's another guy that I found that's even bigger, and they're like I want to get notable now, and I want to, like, I know that I don't have, I'm not studying for anything.
What's notable?
Is it notability or notable?
Notoriety or something.
No.
He wants to become famous.
Notable, the note taking app.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on note taking apps.
Yeah, and
so it's open source.
Well, so he tells the story of when he was doing his medical, like when he was he's in his third year, he lost a whole bit of his notes in, like, because he was using books. And he lost one of the books, and he said that it just fucking destroyed him. Like, he had to do all this. And so I was like sold in by the end of like, I need an iPad. Not only do I need that, but they had this special screen protector that makes the screen feel like paper. And so when you use, so it's, isn't that cool? My index cards haven't arrived, if you're wondering.
Yeah. I mean, you sound like the guy we need to buy an old style phone that's actually digital, like a, you know, the one, the non-cordless ones that hang on the wall. Like,
and why do you say that?
Well, because you're turning your life digital, but, you know, the ode to the past. Yeah, so it's like the paper,
the analog,
using a fucking iPad.
Yeah,
it's but hang on, wait, when is the new iPad coming out, and what, and how do you know?
So I did a search on there's a website where you can go through and
Mac Rumors Buyer's Guide.
Should I buy? And when you go to should I buy, it has a slider, and it says this is when it was last updated, and this is when it should be updated. So it's a great resource if you're looking.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and so Sevs, if you look at it now, if you look at the iPad Pro, 12 point something inch or whatever it is, the big one, obviously.
Okay, if anyone's looking to buy a phone right now, don't buy one, because one's releasing soon. But the iPad 12.9-inch iPad Pro...
It said March 2020, I think, was when it was last released, potentially. But then there's rumours of...
Yeah, March 2020 was when it was last announced, like the latest refresh. But the 11-inch, and then the iPad Air and the iPad Mini and the iPad... don't buy any of those. I think you're pretty safe to buy an iPad Pro, to be honest.
Sure.
Oh. Well, if they brought something out in March, surely they wouldn't.
Well, so the thing was, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But sometimes it will say whether it was a big or small update. And so it will say, oh, it's like a storage refresh, so it will increase the storage. Are you seeing there, Sebs? Is there any details on it?
I mean, they introduce a wide camera, a faster.
Yeah, so when's that happening? Chip. So the cameras.
No, that's already happened. That's just happened. That's already happened. Okay. It's in the actual. Mm. That was the one in March, that update.
Okay. I feel like you're safe because, yeah, you just don't want to be buying, unless you're sort of trying to maximize, like from a cost factor perspective, normally the month before there's a release, some of the resellers will do like a 15% off. Because, like, remember, like, if you go into a JB or whatever, they always have the percentage off the discounts, but you can never use it on Apple products. Yeah. So they'll do like the base level ones. Like, if you just want fucking what's straight out of the box, you can get the 15% off when it gets close to the next one.
This is great because I don't need the new one. I just want the iPad Pro, but like the cheap, like last year version. I'm happy with that. I just don't want a button.
Jess, what do you spend your money on? I feel like I don't have a sense of what you sort of invest
where your cash goes.
personally from a just not even
I think your clothes
from just a splurging. Like you look at Josh, he's the subscriptions guy, mm-hmm. Mason's the berries guy. what do you spend your cash on?
Yeah.
That's really funny that you ask because I've got a few parcels waiting to be delivered.
Oh, great.
Great.
I actually had to leave a post-it note on my letterbox because I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but the posties aren't actually knocking on your door anymore. They're not delivering it to you. They just leave a slip.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if it's just me, but like I'm home all the time. Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't be. Yeah. And so I've left a note saying, if you've got a delivery for Jess Lucas, please call my number.
Mm-hmm. Did you use your direct line? You could have.
I should have, but yeah. I didn't.
No, that's okay. Everyone's got your mobile, so you might have the neighbour knocking, you know, with or giving, sending you texts.
Yeah, that's cool. I've got nothing else to do.
Send nudes.
So there was a sale last Friday night, and it was Ina Pally, or I don't know. I think it's like a special way of saying it, but I don't know how to say it. And she does really nice leather jackets, and so these jackets are usually $700 or plus kind of dollars. And it was a warehouse sale, and I got two for $250 each.
And they threw in an Akubra hat as well, didn't they?
Big pardon?
And a whip.
They threw in an Akubra hat as well.
I hope not.
And a whip. I mean, so you already have a nice leather jacket. How many leather jackets do you own?
Well, this will be four. But the plan was, because they're quite similar, so I might sell it. I'll see how I go. Or
you've got a small menagerie in your fucking in your wardrobe.
Did you ever go to All Saints? Did you go to All Saints when you were in the UK?
Yeah, I've been there. Way too expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I was doing Fifi and Jules. When I went there for the Olympics, that was a place that Fifi would constantly get. Like she would kept going back, and we spent a lot of time. They have like, I feel that they've got like, it's a very cool shop. Like they've got like old sewing machines and shit, and it seems pretty so nice.
Clothes is your crutch or your spending.
But in my defense, the reason I did it is because I have not bought anything since start of lockdown. Yeah, I think
you don't need to,
and it was my birthday money.
You don't need to defend yourself.
No, I feel like I do though because it seems excessive. Like, do you know what I mean?
Why is it excessive? No.
You got two jackets for $500 instead of spending $700 on one.
Thank you.
That's not excessive. That's a great saving.
Yeah.
And then you can resell one if you want to and make money. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to
resell. Could you actually resell it though?
Well, the issue is that I don't know the sizing. I haven't bought a jacket from them. So I got one in one size and then the same size in the other jacket, which is the one I really wanted. I just took it out of my cart. It was really weird. And then so I had to get the size below, which I feel like that could be my size, but it's TBC. Leather jackets, like, they stretch, you know. So, we'll see.
Do that?
I might need to send it back if it doesn't.
Did you ever do the, when travelling, going to one of those tailors in, like, Southeast Asia or something and getting something made?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I can pick. I was saying to Jess yesterday, I was like, you're definitely the person that eats that corn dip and also that cob loaf corn. Thing, the cob, you know, the cob, the bread, and you dip it in.
Yeah. I mentioned that to you the other day, Jess.
What, the cob loaf?
The cob loaf, where it's like the bread with the dip in the middle and you break the bread off.
I love cob loaf.
But maybe... Yeah. And I said this
to Jess yesterday, and I feel like the person who, I think if you look at the hierarchy of needs, it's cob loaf and then it's tailored, what was that?
Is it all right, Maslow?
I think somewhere on there it's the...
after self-actualization.
It's tailored clothes from Southeast Asia. What did you get and where did you get it?
I got it from when I was in Nepal, and it was a business jacket. I wanted a really cute tailored fitted blazer, and I got it back, and it doesn't fit. The material was shocking. It was just.
Did you get it when you were in Nepal?
How much I paid
were you
for
there
it.
When you did it?
Yeah, I was in Nepal. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Obviously. Did they not show you the whole fabric thing, or something? Like, you can get these things delivered online now. But did you not look? Because they do the whole fucking, and I do wonder. I'm like, who's wearing this pinstripe now? You know, like you look at these things, and it's like, really.
And then isn't pinstripe in like the checkered?
Yeah, well, Mason's getting a suit that's the Matthew McConaughey checkered suit.
Matthew McConaughey in a suit,
dude.
It's that's a good
dangerous
suit.
Matthew McConaughey without a suit. But that's you know.
Mace, do you have a normal? Do you have a black suit, like a normal suit, or a?
I've just got my blue one that's vomit stained, so I still need to get that cleaned.
Take that to the dry cleaner, Mace.
Yeah, it's just down the road as well. Like it could just. It's not. So you, yeah, I've been there so many. So yeah,
Mason. In that shit now.
Mason had a big business meeting yesterday. I was very excited for him, and I. I think I may have over-engineered the things that I told him to say. I think I coached. I think I didn't coach him. I think the advice monster came in.
Came out.
Can you explain the advice I gave, how it was implemented and how it went?
Well, I mean, so it started with sort of like Michael Bungay Stanier questions, coaching through classic. Like what's the biggest challenge, all that sort of stuff, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I completely been the highlight of your day.
Yeah. And then it sort of got into like, you know, a bit of small talk, sort of breaking the water sort of stuff.
So that's what I was and giving you. So that's what this is the advice I was giving you. You started with
MBS questions, being like, mate, you enter into these, and then you're just like, you know, if you need a bit of small talk, like, here are a couple of things to do.
I panicked on the small talk. And so with the small talk, what did I say?
The small talk was, he's like, mate, bring up the fact that we're all tired from watching David Blaine, you know? The whole team's exhausted. We've been watching David Blaine all night. Anyway, so I enter into the meeting, and I have a little panic at the start. I was like, man, small talk, what do I say? And I was like, man, we are so tired. The whole team, like, we stayed up all night. We're in Melbourne. It was like 2 a.m. by the time we got to bed, and we were watching David Blaine all night. And I got nothing from her. Nothing. Yeah, well, she didn't know who David Blaine was.
She didn't know who David Blaine was. So it could have gone. And to be the funny thing was, Mace, I was like, I wonder if I just got it wrong. So I had a meeting with a guy in New York. This morning, and the first thing I said, mate, I'm tired, was watching the David Blaine thing. Did you watch it? He said, no, I didn't. I'm like, oh, did you know about it? Just trying to sense how far off I was. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I think I saw a photo of him. He's like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, well, that's... I was up until 2 a.m. watching that, so this is, you know, getting up at 6 to chat is nothing. Anyway... he was like, yeah, okay, so I'm just bringing up the deck now.
That's what happened to me. Straight past it.
I mean, giving anyone advice on small talk is either considering that they are completely inept they have no ability to have a conversation at that point. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, did you not have faith in Mason having any ability to come up with something
for
small talk?
I wanted to give him the tools that he needed. And
the thing was,
he used it. It was the first fucking thing he used. So he could have used any small talk he wanted. But he spent the
how
time
you going?
That.
Mason's classic. How you going?
He literally did
he
that.
Going?
And he
would have been
I
better.
Did that.
He did it twice.
I did that. I did it. Yeah, I did it twice. One got cut out because of audio ducking, and then I said it again. And she's like, "Yeah, good." And I'm like, "So, David Blaine, did you watch that last? Like, we're exhausted."
But so you didn't even watch it. Is that right?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't even.
Oh, you're an
idiot. Oh, my God.
So what I said to him to say is it's like,
but
yeah.
But I said the team. The team. I said the team. The I didn't team. Say me.
I said to him to say the team. I think right. we got to. And the other it's thing fun. I said is I was like, just don't make it all about you, though. Don't make it like just fucking ask a question. But the thing was, then he's like, I think you were trying to be too smart where it's like, it's almost like you're in a job interview and they're trying to get to know you, but you just don't fucking answer any of their questions. But it went well.
Now, how are you going? Successful. Yeah, no, the team's great. Yeah. What have you been up to? Oh, the team's been doing a lot.
No, but you made it work. It went well.
Yeah, it went well.
And,
what's the learning for next time though? Because I think that's where it needs to... This is just...
I mean, just chill out a bit. Like the Michael Bungay saying your questions are great and just sort of hedge your bet on those. Like, just don't worry about anything else. Just do those questions and everything else will come.
What about a quick Google search of the person's name and seeing what they're following on Instagram?
Well, I was just about to say, what I do before I go into any pitch or any, like, meeting when I don't know someone is you always have three, and what I tell my juniors is you always have three questions that you need to ask them to get to soften, like, all of this kind of awkwardness at the start. So then you're putting the questions onto them and they have to answer, and then it kind of gets you into pitch mode.
Right. So you're owning the room. I mean, asking questions really feels like there's an ownership to the direction of the chat. There's also
but
understanding your fucking pecking order.
But you also, I mean, just saying that, but it doesn't always work. Like those things, you've told stories of people that have they've panicked and their internet connections has gone out, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, I think internet connection just dropped.
I mean, that is a strategy. There's a strategy in...
disconnecting.
Just pretending like... Sorry, I missed that. Like, just... But, like, I think that, Mace, you were applying some of the awkwardness that you were feeling or sort of, like, the awkward moments to... it's into the bad internet. Bad internet. Whereas, bad internet. Like, it's just funny. They're ducking. She didn't hear. It must have been that. She,
no. Do you think there's an evolution, though, Jess? You're probably much further down the line in terms of going into meetings and even having the sense of, like, these feelings that Mason is. This is Mason, a big meeting for a young bloke who hasn't had much phone time. There's a big difference, right? And so... you're thinking about questions to diffuse awkwardness, but do you think awkwardness actually goes? Like, are you just cool with it? It's like, whatever, I'm just having a phone chat. Is that your experience?
I feel like it is now, I think, but I had to teach myself how to do it. Because when you're talking about a pitch, I did a lot of presenting in my old job, and so you would have to go into a room and you would have to meet 3 to 4 new people that you didn't know, and then you had to... convince them that what you've put on this slide is the best approach to move forward with. And so, there's not only the nerves of meeting someone new, but there's also the nerves of remembering what you need to say on a slide. And a lot of the time, you can't put too many words on a slide, so you can't just read off it. You have to, you know, go into a state of remembering. Mm-hmm. So, the way I coped with it was having three questions of... like doing a bit of background research on the people or the company or just news of the day and knowing those things that I could bring up. And then the other thing was having an intro sentence for each slide, and it would just be written down the bottom because you know your shit. Like, if you write the slides, you know what you've put on there and it'll come to you. But if you have that little intro sentence, I can just rattle the rest of it off.
Do you think the pitching side is easier potentially than... what Sevs was experiencing, which is like, it's not clearly a pitch. It's like these, like, getting to know, like when it's a, oh, we just, it's a getting to know you chat. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, getting to know you. Who am I? Like, what am I, like, what am I talking about? So it's not, selling in some regards is easier than, this is closer to a first date that Sev's experienced.
Yeah, it's the coffee catch up with no agenda.
Yeah.
And so you don't know where it's going to go. And so then it relies heavily on banter of just back and forth, curiosity. Do you know what
the learning is? That person called the meeting. And so it's actually their job in a lot of ways to drive what they want out of the meeting. And so I think potentially I gave too much info or context so that if it wasn't driven, you could actually completely run the meeting and you'd be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a sense of you can go in there with that, but you also need to be just ready to completely let go and just go with what the other person's doing.
I think it is the ultimate example of how advice is dangerous. Because even advice at a banter level is literally your internal monologue. Like, that's what you would do. Mm. And so, I mean,
so, do you wish that you didn't bring up the David Blaine stuff?
Nah, absolutely not. I think it was great, to be honest. I actually enjoyed it. Like, the bit of like, man, like, what is that?
This guy's
like,
weird.
Even the curiosity of being like, what the hell is he talking about? Like,
So you negged me, and maybe
they call you now. They call you now Magical Mason around the office.
Yeah, maybe they googled it afterwards. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe they sat down and watched.
And so the thing is, there's also a stickiness of like, when that person sees the David Blaine thing on the news, they're like, oh, that Aussie guy, he was...
Yeah.
That all makes sense, potentially. Yeah.
But that is your thinking at that point, too. Yeah. Like, that is... The point about advice is, even though it could be the thing, like, that is completely true, what you just said, it's not... There needs to be an honest connection between the person saying it as well. So, it's like... The scripted content versus here's what's really going on in my life.
It wasn't scripted. Which,
that's
it,
all right. I read an article.
It's completely scripted when he didn't watch the show. That is completely scripted.
I did not. If Sev's said, I watched it and I'm tired, then he's gone too far. Because what I said was, if you wanted to just give the context, you know, you could say... Oh, how are you going? Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm good. I went to bed early. But the guys, the rest of the team, they all stayed up and watched the David Blaine thing.
And so the way that it would have been inferred was everyone in the team stayed up and watched it.
That's what...
I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Me too. I was asleep at like 8:30.
I think it was risky trying to build connection with something that you're not across.
Yeah.
The only reason I brought it up was because I thought you would have enough idea that you could be like, man,
I think that's also the danger. Like, advice to sort of people that, like Mace at his level, getting started, you could easily take on. Like, that is a suggestion, essentially. A suggestion, not fucking, here's what you need to say verbatim.
Yeah.
It's like,
maybe I should have given more
examples. Maybe you don't give examples. Say what's going on. Ask questions.
Yeah,
what's going on in your life right now?
That's the whole thing. What, I agree.
As in, even to Mason, what's going on in your life? What's important to you at the moment? What are you interested in?
What's he going to say? No, I agree. Like, MBS it. You need to, like, you know, what's your biggest challenge?
Well, because that's the beauty of the MBS sim, MBS thing is that it's both ways. It's you asking Mason questions about him to get him his answers, and then it's the questions that he needs to ask them about what they're up to.
And I do that. I think the funny thing is I'm like, so Mason, what's your biggest challenge? He tells me. I said, right, well, here's a David Blaine bit that you could do.
So was that a challenge that you identified with Mason or not? Or is Josh just suggesting banter for the sake of it?
I mean, it was. Did I mention to you? I feel like I
probably
didn't actually
not.
Mention to you that that was one of the areas that I was worried
more
about.
Just sort of
I
didn't actually.
Josh says I have something. Josh says I've got a social anxiety. Do I have it? I think I do. Josh said I did.
Well, because Mace, I've been on a call with you before, and you were great.
I know. It's you great. Just
it's,
do
it's
you.
Very, it's very just like, hey, going? What's been going on? Just that sort of vibe.
But
it's
funny.
Are you crying?
Grace was telling me that you actually text her. midway through the meeting, asking her what's going on, and she replied, "He just said, what's been happening? What's going on?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did think at that point, I'm like, that's probably. If we've got a very unconventional sort of thing, but I feel like if your boss messaged your girlfriend because you're working from home, like, hey, can you hear that? How's he going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he surviving? Is he okay? Is he had a panic attack? But it went well. And so that's the thing. So the weirdness is I pride myself on, like, look how good I am and how much autonomy and trust I have. But then I fucking blow it by telling him David Blaine stories.
Well, it's a good, Mason, you did well, and I think as much as the banter sounds like it wasn't really that successful, it's it was a success overall. 8 out of 10, mate. 8 out of 10. But an absolute 1 out of 10 on you recording your own audio for Tony Lodge's show, One Trick Tony.
Disaster. I'm actually, you know what, to be fair, not even my fault. I'm blaming the software. Literally, it was all fine, 45 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't have tech issues. Like, it's not like GB's, you know, recording. I'm solid with my tech. Mm. And for this to screw up, it ruined the day, to be honest.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Well, I just heard, listening back to One Trick Tony, and I heard Tony referenced that the podcast collaborator was watching the episode. And my mind's instantly gone to, Josh is sitting in on this so that just in case Mason fucks it again.
It was a bit of a it was like a do good type of thing where it's like, Tony, I know this is, it's fucked that we're having to do it again, but let me come in and we can use it as a, like, let's expand on it. And actually, like, I'll sit in on, like, this is the first one that I'm sitting in on and just seeing how it is. And we recorded video as well. So it was like,
yeah, no, it was great. Yeah. It was great. I just, in that moment, I was like, oh, Mason's fucked this. The beauty of it all was I only heard the extent of it on the episode of One Trick Tony.
That's what you
mean. And I heard, which was nice that I didn't get told too much about this, because I heard, like, oh, there was a bit of a thing with the audio. But someone said, oh, we'll be fine, though.
Well, it was mixed because Tony wasn't feeling great.
Yeah.
And Mace fucked the audio. And so those two, Tony called me after the thing being like, feel like I'm in a bit of fucking mood. I don't think I'm funny. It's not good, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then so I was like, let me listen to it. And then Sevs calls me. And I'm like, mate, you look fucking tired or something. What's wrong? He's like, the audio. It's all gone. I don't know what happened. He's like, yeah, David Blaine. And then it's like, mate, just, you don't have to do anything. What do you say? And then from there, I said, okay, well, I called Tony back. I'm like, look, good news, the audio's fucked anyway. So let's just not worry about it. Let's do it again. It's like, actually. And because I understand it's a bunch of work, recording a whole thing again is a bunch of work, and I understand that. So I'm like, hey, I want to come in anyway and we can try a different way of doing it.
And Mason, what was your heart rate on that phone call with Josh? Was it higher on the important one the other day or the one with Josh?
No, it was actually more depressing on the phone call with Josh, to be honest. Because I wasn't even in the mode of like... Like, I don't think I was stressed because I was still trying to figure out how it actually happened. Yeah, and so I wasn't even thinking about, like, I was like, oh, you're going to have to re-record anyway. But I was like, how the hell has this happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so,
did you work out what happened or no?
Nah, no idea.
That's annoying.
Everything happens.
It was a great episode. And it was Tony used the opportunity to reflect on what she was feeling and all that sort of thing that opened up.
It's awesome. Like, it is how you... You're getting content out of what's happening. Like, it's perfect. Yeah. The evolution of that.
It's listening. Yeah, it's listening to yourself and the experience. Mm. Like, that's the beauty of podcasts. Like, when we spoke in the early days with Tony, we had a couple of episodes already recorded, and we made the decision to release those straight away so that then we could be a week by week show where we're not pre-recording weeks in advance, because it's like shit's constantly evolving, and there's also that connectedness that we're all like, isn't it funny how, like, I spoke to a client yesterday They're like, oh, yeah, it feels like, you know, my household's just erupting at the moment. Like, it seems like everyone goes through these cycles around a very similar time. And so I think it's good when you're doing a podcast to do it as close to the date of publish as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Definitely.
All righty. Well, you guys, you watched the David Blaine thing? It was good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, great.
I actually did. I went and watched it yesterday. It's a bit underwhelming, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but no, that's the problem. Watching back a live stream, back our 24-hour live stream.
Didn't die.
But it was just a bit like, even, I was actually a little bit disappointed with the tech, to be honest. Like, tech-wise, they could have done way better. Like, audio was a bit crap and...
Hey, mate, Sevs, at least they had the audio.
Yeah, that's what... Hang on, I had audio. It just came through the computer. Their mics and my computer sounds the same, to be honest.
He was 25,000.
Yeah. But also, feedback, guys. Like, the feedback's coming back through his... Anyway.
God, he's critical, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just being more curious with questions, Sevs.
if you're putting 5 mil into that, I'd hope it's
that was a sum that I made
up. It was a guess. I know. But even if it's... it probably was 5 mil, to be honest.
To be honest, I would search highlight video if there's some kind of fast cut that someone made.
There would be.
That YouTube will make.
It's just watch that. One which is just him blowing up at people and then... his daughter not being able to undo her cardigan and him fucking just like just doing it, but you can tell he's about to fucking rip the button off the
mate, dad can fucking get out of a straitjacket with his eyes closed underwater. Take your fucking cardigan off.
Exactly. Alrighty, it's a daily talk show. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.